Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Thursday, May 12th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Government officials in India react to persecution of Christians. Russian churches weave in the pattern of Antioch, and a new book may encourage Christians to get involved in inner-city ministry. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At a time when persecution against Christians is running high in India, India's government is taking notice. Reports indicate the country's prime minister is asking states to take measures to combat attacks against Christians. Mission India's Dave Stravers says, while this is good news, he doesn't think the violence will slow down any.
There are so many Hindu Indians and Muslim Indians, both, who are open to the gospel, and this work of the Holy Spirit seems to be continuing to accelerate. It's only natural to expect Satan and the people who are enslaved by him to react.
To see more souls saved, Mission India is right now training 100,000 adults for their children's Bible clubs.
We'll reach about 4 million children this year. These people need support. It costs about $1 per child or about $30 per teacher. So you can really have an incredible impact. I mean, for $100, you could reach 100 children with the gospel.
Meanwhile, Mission Aviation Fellowship has purchased an amphibious plane to aid their efforts in Indonesia's tsunami zone. MAF's Gene Jordan.
Since we're planning on staying in that province for probably at least 2 years, we decided that we needed to have our own airplane that had the capability of landing not only on land, but splashing down in the ocean and the river and the inlets to better satisfy the needs of helping those who are rebuilding that area of the country. We will be carrying supplies when they cannot be delivered over land. Medicines is always priority because of the time issue.
Jordan says ministry happens moments after local people see a North American pilot bringing in materials. And then,
all of a sudden, hey, this guy opened his mouth and he spoke our language. And so that opened things up for direct communication to share with the people. This is why I am here. I am here in response to Christ's command to love each other, to care for each other, and demonstrate his love.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As Slavic Gospel Association continues to move forward with the Antioch Initiative, the idea appears to be catching on and growing across Russia's 11 time zones. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
It's basically an evangelical strategy that provides for development of a systematic and effective evangelistic movement in Russia. The main priorities of it are to train pastors, worship leaders, and especially church planters who can then be supported financially for effective ministry.
Griffith says that there are 4 current Antioch locations in Russia, with hopes to develop 5 more. Each city has been assigned to a coalition of partnering evangelical churches in North America.
Once these cities are identified in the churches, we help that local church become sort of like a mother church to be able to send out people to plant other churches in the region. And it's really an exciting strategy, and that's really been coming to fruition, you know, here in the past few months as these initial Antioch sites have gotten off the ground.
And there are up to 4 million homeless people in the United States. Today, a book called Here's Life is encouraging Christians to share Christ's love and message of hope with them. The book's written by Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy. It shares 35 true stories of lives transformed by God.
The main hope is one of mobilization. I've said often that there's no one that's beyond the touch of God. What the book is about is saying that there is hope, there is a transformation that can take place, and if you get involved, you're going to see some incredible results.
Gandy says the inner city has a reputation of being a dark, evil, crime-infested place. He doesn't think so.
My experience has been a place of real spiritual interest, you know, where people certainly lacked hope, they lacked help, but as God's people got involved in caring for the poor, it was a place of real transformation.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate your church to be more involved in missions. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. See a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.